my goodness. It would not be a wave station if I didn't flub up something. Okay, so sorry, Brad boy. I apologize. I owe you a beer, and I'll play that song again because I pressed the space bar and it did something, and I thought I was doing something else. So yeah, technology. It's wow. It's so amazing. And I'm so sorry. Anyway, okay, you know, hey, Campus Community Radio over here. Flubber Fingers, McGee. And yeah, okay, what were we listening to? So that band, actually, I was just, I haven't seen them yet, but they're cool. And no, wait a minute. Did I see them? No, I haven't seen them. They are doing a big show, though, coming up soon. I talked about it already. At Green Auto, great venue. Vancouver, city of Vancouver, please don't shut venues down. It's lame. What do you want for a city? Do you want artists and musicians to be able to live here and thrive and flourish? Don't shut down venues. It's lame. Moving on. That was my PSA, actually. City of Vancouver, don't shut down venues. Support the culture that is existing and, you know, revitalizing and, well, I don't even know. Those are lame words, but nonetheless, I'll say it again. Don't shut down venues that are being loved and attended. Thinking about Bullet Farm. But we'll get into that later. Okay, where was I? I was doing things all at the same time. See, that's why multitasking is actually a fallacy, people. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. Anyway, it's not good for my show. Okay, so that song, Victoria, by the band Brat Boy, a Vancouver band, was released as a single, I guess. I don't know. November last year. And I'll be looking forward to hearing more of their stuff. Also, before that, Racket Stimulator by a band called Bad Waitress out of Toronto. They put that one out in October of last year. And the first song in the set was Mom Jeans / Mom Jeans. So Mom Jeans like the pants, and then Mom Jeans like DNA. By Misha and the Spanx, a duo out of Calgary. So that's pretty heavy for two people. Yeah, I thought so. Unconditional Love in Hi-Fi is the name of the release, and that is not coming out until April this year. Okay, all right, got through that one. Let us do the next bit here, and then I'll try not to press on any buttons that I shouldn't be pressing on, okay? And then we'll talk. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. That, my friends, was Smirk. So good. The song's called Revenge. It's off of the album Material, which was put out last year. And yeah, cop it. And go see them live if you get a sec. If you get a sec. If you have the chance. You know what I mean. Okay. I was going to keep playing until, but I'm going to just tell you what those songs were because I'm going to buy myself some time here. So before that was, where am I? Avoid the Voice by Grady Strange, put out just this month, or no, last month, February. They're from LA. I don't know anything else about them. Before that one was God's Hammer by a band called Toner. That was put out last year in February, and that was on a limited edition cassette. I guess they're from Oakland. Okay, so, yeah. Let's get into the next set. I think you might see how I might have just... Well, I don't know. I don't know. It would be nice if you do want to chat with me, instant message me on Wavy Waves, Wavy Wave Station IG. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say their name, free advertising, but you know, Wavy Wave Station, that's WAVYWAVE Station. Okay? WAVYWAVE. So you can talk to me there. And here I am. I'm going to play the next bit. You can tell me if you think it could have been one of those chunky five-song sets, but I'm going to actually end up, I don't know, I'm going to do something new. I'm going to improvise, and it'll be fine. It doesn't really matter, does it? Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Save My Name. Dead Cells. That one's Roman numeral 1. Was put out in 2020. And they're from Vancouver. And I don't know what else to tell you. I think they're working on more material. So that's hooray, I was going to say. That's great. That's great. Yeah, I think I need, I come here to do this show sometimes, and then I go and hang out with my friends after, and, you know, friends, just come hang out with me while I'm here. It'll help keep me sharp, because I'm like, well, you know what? We are all friends, and I'm talking to you. I am talking to you out there. Just give me a little sign. Give me a sign. Give me a sign that you got me, okay? Before that was Lunacy by a band called The Estranged. And you know what? That was off of The Subliminal Man, an album put out by Dirt Nap Records in 2010. They're from Portland. And I only know about them because I was talking to a clerk at Second Avenue Records the other day. I was fortunate enough to go down to Portland. I went into Second Avenue Records, super sweet little spot, bought a couple records, and started chatting up to the clerk, and they told me about this band. So, you know, people should talk to each other. That's what I think. That's my second PSA of the night. People, talk to each other. Ask each other about bands. Like, what are you listening to? You know, yeah, everyone can Google and everyone can just stay in their own hermit cells, or you can just listen to your echo chamber of only your local closest. But, like, branch out, you know? Learn, whatever. Why are you listening to me? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, like, this is part of my process anyway. Before that one, Romeo Wipers. That's off Over the Edge. And that one was the, where are my notes here? 1983. What else can I remember? I think it was it, which album? Third. It was the third album put out by Wipers. What could I tell you about? Wipers are one of my favorite bands, so that's what I'll tell you. And they're from Portland. Okay, so yeah, we're getting to the top of the second hour of the show, and I'm gonna let you know again that this is Wave Station. The show is on. Is broadcasting. Well, okay. This is a show that is part of the CJSF catalog, and I'm broadcasting out to you on 90.1 FM if we're talking radio dial. If we're talking internet browser, it's cjsf.ca. You go and click the little listen live button, as you probably already know. But if you're driving in your car right now, and you might want to check that out at some point. Just let me tell you, it's a tiny little button, so you got to find it. And